AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is again allowing the Trump administration to strip temporary legal protections from hundreds of thousands of migrants. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court has lifted a lower court order that kept the protections in place for more than 500,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson writes in dissent, the order essentially allows the lives of a half million migrants to unravel before courts can decide their legal claims. The Supreme Court had earlier allowed the administration to revoke temporary legal status for about 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in another case. The latest order pushes the total number of people who could be newly exposed to deportation to nearly 1 million. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump says he is done being Mr. Nice Guy with China on trade. On social media, the president did not explain his reaction. Hospital officials say Israeli airstrikes killed at least 14 people in the Gaza Strip, while Hamas was reviewing a new Israeli-approved ceasefire proposal after giving it an initial cool response. President Trump's Mideast envoy has expressed optimism this week about brokering an agreement that could halt the Israel-Hamas war, allow more aid to Gaza, and return more than 58 hostages still held by Hamas, around a third of whom are alive. Experts say the nearly three-month-old Israeli blockade of Gaza, slightly eased in recent days, has pushed the population of roughly 2 million Palestinians to the brink of famine. One person was killed when a storm ripped through Kentucky. There were tornado warnings in Washington County, Kentucky. The CDC is removing language that says healthy kids should get coronavirus shots. A push in Texas to ban children under 18 from social media platforms has failed at the state capitol. This is AP News. Grant Hardin is still on the loose in Arkansas,
who on Sunday walked out of Calico Rock Prison wearing an outfit designed to look like a law enforcement uniform. Authorities are looking into whether Hardin's job working in the prison kitchen gave him access to other parts of the facility or to any kitchen tools that could have aided in his escape. Hardin used to be police chief of Gateway, Arkansas, until he was fired, and the current mayor, Cheryl Tillman, says she knew him.
He was always angry.
And it was Tillman's brother, James Appleton, that Hardin shot and killed.
James was our maintenance guy at the time, and he always felt like James got rid of him, got him fired, which was not true. It was the city council.
Hardin is also serving time for raping a woman years before the murder. Arkansas Department of Corrections says officials are confident that Hardin is still in the north central part of the state, but that there are plenty of hideouts in the Ozark Mountains. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.